Okay, class today sponsored by Avraham Radi in honor of his wife's birthday. She had a very successful, healthy year. Okay, we're up to Basi Lagadi Tavshachov Gimel, Mem Gimel we finished. Okay, so the Rebbe started explaining again, Basi Lagani, that the Yidden have to make the Dira Leiz Barich B'Tachteinim, which happened by Matan Torah, Basi Lagani Lagnuni, the Hashem was, and then he left, and then he came back, and that's the union of the Mishkan, to make Atzi Shittim, to take the Shtus of the world, and make it Shtus to Kedusha, and that's the concept of making the Kedoshim, the boards in the Mishkan. Kedosh is the same letters as Sheker, transformation of Sheker, of the falseness of the world, into Kesher. So he says, and that's the Avod of Kabbonis, that every Jew needs to bring a carbon, like we learned on a personal level, we discussed, he didn't say it here, but in the other Basi Laganis, the Rebbe explained, you have the various different stages of a carbon, checking for mum, shchita, zarika, then burning it on the various different levels in Aveda. So he says, in order to make from Sheker Ha'ilam, okay, let's start from the top of the page, Yud Aleph. These lines we learned already. In order to, the previous Rebbe explains, in order to bring, to make from the Sheker Ha'ilam and the Shtus of the world, to make a level of Shechanti B'Seicham, that's through the level of Mochama. The Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, are called Tzivos Hashem. From the word of Tzava, army, so it's actually a Mochama. Like the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the Maimer that the word Tzava, like we learned yesterday, Tzava has three interpretations. One is time, like it says, late Tzava le'enish aliyot, it's a person has time. Secondly is beauty, yoifi. And the third one is a soldier. Shekulim yeshna ba'avedas Hashem. Ba'avedas ha'odam ma'alishlich ha'kodesh baruch hu ba'lam, like we discussed yesterday. Okay, this is where up to. La'ach ha'zamam shechomaz bel mevayim. Shebashas ha'mochom at the time of war. G'day le'natzeach bel mochom. In order for the king to be victorious in battle, mevat v'samelech ha'seitz reisev. The king throws out cheaply his treasures. Eitzis, you call him precious treasures. Shebedarach klal, that generally speaking, le'edak she'na mevaz v'seisev, not only does he not throw them out cheaply, he doesn't even show them to the public. In other words, they're so deeply rooted in the king's essence, so to speak, he doesn't even show them to anybody. They're locked up, the crown jewels locked up, and yet, the king, when it comes to battle, will throw them out cheaply. Why? So the Rebbe is explaining, because not nitzachin, victory, like we know, is so deeply rooted in the neshama of people. You see that even in politics today. For a politician to win an election, in a city election, they'll spend heavy millions of dollars that they never will get. They will never, if they're so cheap, they'll never give it to anything. And yet they'll be mevazis it. Why? To win. It's just the concept of victory. And not only the treasures of this generation, all the treasures that his forefathers had. Not only that, when it comes to war, the king himself, like it's in this week's parsha, Pari Hikriv, Pari himself said, I'm going to go fight. Nitzachin, not only in his money, but even in the essence of the person, Nitzachin has this. And so he says like this, why does he do it? So the same thing is in the Milchama that a Yid has in creating from Keresh, Sheker, and Shittim, Shtus, to make it Kedusha, V'Shechanti B'Seicham. The Ebeshter gives us, Hashem gives us all the treasures, meaning all the hidden powers of Elokus that are normally never revealed. And yet when it comes to this battle, and who gets it, like the Rebbe says, the chayolim, the simple foot soldiers, they're the ones that fight the war. But in order for the king to throw out the treasures down up from above, which is Eitzah D'lamata B'Avedas Adam. You need a keli for it. The king's going to throw it into the street. The money has to have a keli where it's going to. What's the keli down here? That's the Anshichayim. Right? So the Eitzahs come. One second, he says. He says, Avedas Adam. Now, which is basically, okay, let's even though who gets the money from the king? The generals get the money. But the purpose is not for the generals to have the money, the purpose is that the foot soldiers get the money. In other words, why is that? Because, like we said many times, the purpose of a chayol is bittul. That's all it is. He has no day of his own. He's not supposed to have a day of his own. We discussed, the other night by the class, by Monday night. A hypothetical scenario, yeah? The general tells the soldier to do something. The soldier doesn't listen. And because of that, they won the war. If the soldier would have listened, they wouldn't have won the war. Because he didn't listen, they won the war. So what do you do to the soldier? The answer is he gets court-martialed. The role and job of a soldier is not to win the war. That's the general's job. The role of a soldier is Kabbalah Seil, to do what he's told. That level of chayol, that's the keli mumata for the Eitzis Mumaila, meaning bittul. In order to fight the Milchama, to make Sheket into Kedesh, Shtus, Shitim, Shtus de Le'umazah, to Shtus of Kedusha, it has to be the level of Chayol, it has to be the level of Bittul.
Sometimes you get a purple heart
wrapping. Sometimes, yeah. Mizam Echad. So therefore, this Eitzer of Aveda has to be within every single Jew, because every single Yidin has to be the Keli. For this Gilui Mumail, he's talking now in Aveda. Umizem, Oven Shigama Eit, Sarchli is Bocholachet, Vachot Sharekol, Yisrael Fil Einem, Elu Sheinem, Kudea Choyel. Even the Jews that are not soldiers, meaning not the leaders and all that of Klal Yisrael, but Hem Tzivis Hashem. So Rebbe is explaining, in order to create this Kant of Shechanti B'Seicham, you need to have. You get the Eitzes Mumaila. Hashem reveals the unbelievable powers that are never revealed. You have this Lahav. I mean, Chassidus brings down this Moshul. Sometimes you have, when push comes to shove, like the Friedrich Rebbe says in the Maimer, that sometimes a guy is running away from a fire and he'll be able to squeeze through a hole that he normally won't be able to squeeze through. Or somebody, a kid, God forbid, gets stuck under a car. A parent will pick up the car. Where do they get the kriches from? Where do they get that kriches from? Because that inyan nitzochen, so to speak, in a positive way, nitzochen, to save your life, so you'll do things that you normally don't have the kriach for. So in this battle, through the level of the Jew being a chayal, a soldier, or as the Rebbe used to wish a bar mitzvah boy, chayal stands for chosid yirei shemayim melamden. That's the level of bittul, the level of doing what Hashem says. Okay, Maz Chalavai, and then the Friedrich Rebbe begins explaining, the Rebbe says, the Friedrich Rebbe begins explaining the inyan of Eitzah Lamaila, the level of this koyach, this treasure from above, i.e., the koyach that Hashem gives to every single yid to overcome this battle. So you need to understand what koyach we're getting and where it's going to. He says, "Alpi ma'amar tikkun hazeir." What the Zeir says, "Er in sof lemaila adin ketz lemata mata adin tachlis." That Elokus is infinitely up, lemaila maila adin ketz, or lemata mata adin tachlis. Or kamefi shemevay b'siyim ahemshich. What is the inyan of Eitzer? She'er in sof lemaila maila adin ketz. Is an infinite level of koyach, meaning. Essential koyach that Hashem gives to the essence of the neshama, which is a chelak olakam imal. So that level, the Jew gets, that koyach, the Jew gets, that's coming from the highest levels.
But in the Maimel, Chadei Lov and Ilui Dorin Sof Lamai Lamadein and Ketz. But to understand the Gilui of. What? What? Again, Chav Gimel and Mam Gimel are based on the same os of Basi Lagani. I told you that, no?
So they're
different. And so far, it's not that much different. Soon it's going to be different. So the Friedrich Rebbe and the Maimer, in order to explain the concept of earnings of Lemaila, Maila, and Ketz, he first explains Mata, Mata, and Tachlis. Shulamata, meaning the earnings of Lemaila, and Ketz. By understanding the uniqueness of Elukus coming down, Yuvin, Elu, the Maila, Maila, and Ketz. In other words, the fact that the Friedrich Rebbe is saying, where does this Eitzah come from? It comes from earnings of Lamaila, Mailad, and Ketz. But in order to understand what that is, he explains first Mata, Mata, and Tachlis, which means, if you want to understand the infinite level of Elokus all the way up, meaning a level that's normally not revealed, you need to understand first the concept of what it means. Elokus comes to Mata, Mata, and Tachlis. So in the other Maimon we learned, the Rebbe explains it, that which is the level of Torah, which Kivan learns about Shol Shchivas HaTemeis, he learns Dinim of Aveda Zora. And by learning Dinim of Aveda Zora, not only generally speaking, but the details of Aveda Zora that the Torah talks about, Yav Ol Masecht Aveda Zora, that level, it refines not only Klipas Nega, but even Shol Shchivas HaTemeis. And not only that, the Rebbe explained in Mem Gimel, the Rebbe explained that it elevates even Parei, which is the lowest of the lowest of Shol Shchivas HaTemeis. So we need to understand first. Umas chalavayet, a'enyan de lamata adin tachlis, k'mei shubinyin esava se'elim, as he explained before. Okay, so now the Rebbe starts Eis Yud Gimel. In Sif Beis, Sif Yud Gimel, which is Gematri Echot, Mamshech levayet in your neif, shubilamata mata adin tachlis, he, the Friedrich Rebbe explains a different level of Mata Mata Din Tachlis. Din Tachlis means there's no end to the lowness. Maila Maila Adin Ketz, to no end. So he says the expression Eloi Benegel El Benegel is spashed is gili, and this is what Vizelusheni. This is what the Friedrich Rebbe says in the Maimon. Mashaim Elamata Mata Adin Tachlis. This that the Tikkuni Zayir says the expression Torah comes Elokus comes all the way down. Koi Ala Gili Vizpashtus Bechinas Ain Sof Ain Shir Ubligvu Mamash Elamata Mata. Meaning, this is what he says. He's quoting now the Friedrich Rebbe, that the level of Elokus from Lamaila Mala Eilen Ketz comes all the way in Mata Mata and Tachlis, but Madregas HaYeser Achreinis VaYeser Tachteinis, the last levels and the lowest of levels, Yizel Erdins of Lamata Adin Tachlis is Bash the Sa'od, that this manifestation of the Od is Bechinus Ein Sof Ubeligvul Klaut, Mamish, the level of totally Beligvul. Ad madrega yesimat ad kan l'shein. Okay, so he says, one v'hainu, which means, she'ein ha'kavonu rak she'yeshribu yishtal she'sadin tachlis. Not only does it mean there's infinite levels, and therefore it's ein sof, ala filu kvi she'nimsel mat adin tachlis, sham hu gufa ba'efen shel ein sof. In other words, like this, when he says that ein sof, yeah, this infinite Maila Maila Adin Ketz comes all the way down. It doesn't mean it comes down to infinite levels. It means the level of Elukus as Ein Sof is coming in Mata Mata Adin Tachlis. Like you say, it reveals the infinite levels. Okay, but that doesn't mean each level has an infinite level. Right, right. The purpose of this sin, to win the battle against the sheker and shtus of world, i.e. the Yetzer Hara, So you need an unbelievable amount of keiches. Okay, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Sefer Oshel Tzadik Mavakish Lamisei, Hashem Liyazvenu B'yadei. Right? Meaning the Tzadik, Sefer Oshel Tzadik, the Rosh wants to look at he wants to kill him. Hashem Liyazvenu B'yadei. Hashem doesn't let him. Okay? So the Gemara says on this, Sefer Oshel Tzadik, meaning the Yitzhak Hora wants to kill, the Rosh wants to kill the Tzadik. If Hashem wouldn't give the Nefesh Ulekiyah Zakoyach, he wouldn't be able to overcome the Nefesh Abamis. In simple English, the Nefesh Abamis is stronger than the Nefesh Ulekiyah. A behema is stronger than a person. When there's a battle between an ox and a person, unless for Yashimshin, the ox wins. Okay? Because the Nefesh Abamis is stronger than the Nefesh Ulekiyah. So in this battle, that the Rasha wants to kill the Tzaddik spiritually, right? The Nefesh Abamis wants to kill the Nefesh Ulekiyah. There has to be a Koyach from Hashem helping it. If not, he wouldn't be able to conquer it. So what is this Koyach? So Rebbe is explaining over here, that's the concept of Erdin Tzav, Lamai Lamala Adin Ketz, or Lamata Mata Adin Tachas, means that not only Elokus goes all over the place, but that level of Elokus that goes all over the place is Ein Tzav Lamata Mata. The infinite level of Elokus is coming into all the infinite levels down here. To give Yi'i the Koyach to overcome the Yetzer Hara and win the battle.
But the Yetzer Hara is only
life is from the second you're born until the second you die. It's one big battle.
It's a servant. That is a servant of Hashem.
The Nefesh Abamis, the Yetzahara, is a servant of Hashem. But its job is to convince us to sin, and we shouldn't listen to it. Okay, so.
What makes somebody who's way, way down there, Mahamis, is worthy of coming way down there?
Because a yid is a yid, and a neshama is a neshama, and it's a part of Hashem. And this, that the neshama, the person, finds himself all the way down, the Friede Gabbai says in a different part of the Maimer, that's only in the seichel and the midas and the thought, speech, and action. In the essence, the Ruach Shtos doesn't cover over. So, he can have a son, the prince, that could be stuck in captivity, in the lowest of the lowest of the low, but he's still the son of the king. And therefore, when the son, as Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, we're learning once again, right? As that, well, before. When the son gets out of captivity, the simcha of the king is unbelievably great. What?
Way down.
Yeah, because he has an neshama. One second. That guy is Hashem's child. Somebody once came, the Satmar guy once came to the Rebbe, and he said, you know, I love Chabad, it's great, but why in the world are they bringing these, why are they making these sinners back to Yiddishkeit? What you're saying, they're lowlifes, right? So anyway, so the Rebbe said to him, let me ask you a question. If a grandchild of a big Rebbe by you, a grandchild turned off, would you go bring him back? He said, sure. So the Rebbe said, why? What do you mean? He's the son of a tzaddik. Whatever. So the Rebbe said, every single Jew is a child of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Okay, so.
See, for him, Hashem comes to his rescue. For a tzaddik, there's lots of sorrow.
He what?
He has sorrow. He has a lot of tzaddik.
The tzaddik suffers sometimes for us. The Rebbe told a story that once he was, before he became Rebbe yet, a guy, a friend, a guy, a non-religious guy came to 770, and the Rebbe was talking to him for a long time. He wasn't Rebbe yet. So somebody went over to him and said, you're wasting your time with this guy, you know, you could be talking to somebody and learning. By the Rebbe, everything was Eshkocha Pratis. So the Rebbe said it bothered him. He went into his father-in-law, he went to the previous Rebbe, and he said to somebody, complained, like, why am I doing this? So the Friedrich Rebbe said to him, a parent has a number of children. One of the children is handicapped, or special needs, sorry, not say handicapped, special needs. Yeah? Special needs. So the parent, obviously, needs to spend more time with the special needs child than he does with the regular child. That doesn't mean that he loves him more or less. It doesn't mean he loves the other children less. But this person, this child, because they're special needs, they need more care and openly devotion, dedication, and time and love, whatever. That doesn't mean you don't love the other kids. Rebbe, the previous Rebbe said to the Rebbe, they're Jews. Okay, the Eibishter has a lot of children. Some are good, fine, talking about spiritually. And some are special needs. So the special needs children, got it, need more time to spend with them. It doesn't mean you love them less or more. It's a different thing. It needs more time. So that level of Ein Sof Mata Mata Din Tachlis. In fact, it's interesting. It doesn't. It only goes through the generals. The king doesn't give the treasures to the foot soldier. He gives it to the generals, right? But it's not for them. In other words, all the hashpahs come through the tzaddikim, but it's not primarily for the tzaddik, because the tzaddik doesn't need it. If he doesn't need it, Hashem's not going to give it to him. What does he need it for? The person who needs it, that's who Hashem gives it to. Comprendo? Okay, whatever that means. L'chaim. Okay, so he says, Umam shechaba maim. Not only spashtus, not only manifestation, but revealed form. It's not the intent of his spashtus v'gilui be'elam saints of even in the world of Atzilus. In other words, like this. Now the Rebbe is saying this that we say Ein Sof, the praise of Hashem, but the Tikkun Zayin says the praise of Hashem. Hashem is all the way up and all the way down. All the way down, he says, doesn't mean Atzilus. It doesn't mean even Eilam Atzilus. Even though in comparing to the ultimate level of Elokus, Gam Eilam is Ein Sof. Valachas Kamevakam Eilam Atzilus is still called Eilam. Yeah? When you say Atzilus is Eilam Atzilus, or you have Eilam is Ein Ketz higher than Atzilus. Right? So even though compared to real Ein Sof, they're nothing, because in essence, infinite, compared to Hashem, who's above infinite and finite together, it's nothing. But nevertheless, Eif Shalem Eshashvach She'Ein Sof Mata Mata Anin Tachos. Koy Alem is Ein Sof Ve'Elam Atzilus. You can't say that it means it comes into the world of Atzilus. Why? He says, the level of Elokus even higher than Tzimtzum. Where Elokus is revealed, they're still Kalim. And even though the Kalim are Elokus, okay, it's not a wonder that Elokus is revealed in Atzilus, because Atzilus is Bittul. Atzilus is a Keli. V'chein ein pele mashim chel mekabo ein tzav agil. Hainu, she ein te pele, she ein tzav yochol is pashat l'sham. then it's not wondrous. In other words, the Rebbe says like this. Bottom line is, when you say mata mata din tachlis, we're not talking about the ilmis of Atzilis, which are kelim lalukus. Because what's the big chiddush? A big chiddush that a brilliant person can explain something to a brilliant person? He's a keli for it. Because even Atzilis, even though it's called ilm, and compared to Ein Sof Mamish, Deibish, that it's Mamish nothing, but it's still a type of a keli. So that's not a praise to Hashem that he could even come to Atzilis. The ultimate, we said this many times, the ultimate brilliance of a person, of a brilliant, brilliant person, is not when he can explain something to something brilliant. Is when he can explain something to a simple lay person. So the Rebbe is saying the shvach of earning self matamata does not mean the world of Atzilis. It's not even a wonder that Elokos should be a gilui. He's going to say like he says in later in Siv Gimel. Bottom line, the Rebbe is explaining now that mata mata din tachlis, that the Ein Sof is mispashit mata mata din tachlis, is that referring to Atzilis? And definitely not the world higher than Atzilis. He's talking about mata mata in the world of Bria, Yitzir, and Nasir. And of those, especially in Nasir.
Is that finite?
Huh?
Those are
finite worlds. Not only that, Bria by definition means yesh mi'ayin, it's automatically not bottle.
So we're talking, so a level above that would be...
This level through bittul, in simple English, let's class put this into simple English. Through the level of being an anshi chayil, they're being a soldier, i.e. complete bittul, a Jew has within him the ultimate gilui of Ein Sof, maila maila adin ketz, that itself coming mata mata adin tachlis into the simple Jew. That's the concept of Mesiras Nefesh. What's Mesiras Nefesh? Complete bittul.
Was that finite or infinite?
It's finite that the infinite comes into. Because when a person is bittul, that's infinite. That's infinite. That's Mesiras Nefesh. It's complete bittul. Huh? No. And who reveals that in the Jew? Moshe Rabbeinu. Hello? Yeah. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama comes from the super, super up there.
So Moshe Rabbeinu is a general. Hashem gives
it. But it's not for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's for us. It's a pasuk in Chumash. When the Eden worship the eagle, the pasuk says, Lechreid, kishiche samcha, pashas kisisa, right? Lechreid, go down, kishiche samcha. Your nation was destroyed. They made an eagle. What's the double expression, Lechreid? Go down. Yeah? So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, Lechrei means rei migdulascha. Klum nasatil chagdula ela bishvil Yisrael. Hashem said to him, not only go down, you're going down from your Kedusha. Why? The only reason I gave you Kedusha, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, is because of the Yidden. No Yidden, no you. Right? So, the purpose is not Moshe Rabbeinu. The purpose is Moshe Rabbeinu to reveal it within us. And then the regal, Sheish Meir Shel Fragli, elevates the head. And that's where it says, V'yichu Elecha, Novat Tetzave, Novat Yichu Elecha, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes greater through that.
The purpose is not Eser, it's the
thought. It's Levem Techa.
That's why Moshe Rabbeinu